Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello everybody, this is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. We are continuing to do our devotional series from the Suffwell devotional series, and I want to do this here with everybody today. So thank you for listening. You can listen every day to our broadcast. We also have videos on the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, so you can join us there as well always. And I love reaching out to people every single day and getting on here. So thank you, everybody, for being here with me this morning, or wherever you're listening from the world, this evening, or wherever it is. We're also on a local radio here in West Palm Beach, Florida, so thank you for, if you're tuning in on a radio, check out our website. So today's title is Think It Twice. Think It Twice is going to be the title for today, and as we read this, it says, it starts off with a scripture, and the scripture we start off with is Jeremiah 25 to 29. And Jeremiah 25 to 29 says, I have begun to punish Jerusalem, the city that bears my name. Now should I let you go unpunished? No, you will not escape disaster. I will call for war against all the nations of the earth. I, Yahweh, have the Lord of Heaven's armies, have spoken. And we read the devotional here. I have a lot to say about this scripture here, but let's read. Let's continue reading. It says, woe to you who call me the Lord of hosts in place of Yahweh of hosts. You cry for help from your enemies. Do I need to remind you of my patterns before you heap judgment upon yourselves before it's time? Have I not told you that judgment begins in my house? Judgment begins with my people. My people named Israel, sit silent and consider your ways before you act. Are you not calling judgment upon yourselves by scorning your enemy? Have I not told you to pray for those who persecute you? Matthew 5:44 says, but I say, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. I need to remind you that when you call down for my wrath will come. Yes, loved one, it'll come right to your doorstep and reveal all that is in your heart, your mind. Why must you provoke my long suffering? Why do I perceive a broken child in you? Yet you stand in firm defiance towards all who might oppress you. Humility, child, think before you pray. Think while you pray. How can the spirit I placed in you defy my patterns? It is not possible. It cannot be. Are you so pure in your own mind that you use such harsh measures? Can you no longer relate to the consciousness that would consider sin? It is you, child, who will be corrected while you call down vengeance upon another. Oh, loved one, do not misunderstand. Sinlessness is the call for my perfected ones. I do strongly desire that you arrive at this place, a thought for you to consider. Can one who possesses all power have any enemies who can do any harm to them? Though one may deem himself an enemy, can they have any effect on the perfected one? Think, child, and ponder. Humble yourself. Many times a man's only enemy comes from within. Yes, judgment begins with my people. Perhaps you might offer the mercy that you will soon long for. And then we get into this scripture, 1 Peter 4:17. And 1 Peter 4:17 says, for the time has come for judgment, and it must begin with God's household. And judgment begins with us. What terrible faith await those who have never obeyed Yahweh's good news. What terrible faith awaits those who have never obeyed His good news. And now we think about these things that I'd be saying, but not once, but think twice. Of the judgment we call upon others and the vengeance we call upon others. But we need to think about ourselves and what we're doing and not doing. And who is Israel? We not need longer to have an identity crisis. Anyone that calls himself a believer And the one who died for us, Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, is the one that is responsible to keep his guidelines and instructions, his commandments. For the New Testament says anything, against scripture, against the commandments is sin. Sin is transgression of my law, transgression of the commandments. We need to take and fulfill the role of being a righteous person of Yahweh when we accept him, not just doing lip service, but by accepting him and asking him to circumcise our heart. So number one, we would love what he loves and hate what he hates. But even more important, we would do what he wants us to do and defile and not do at all anything to do with what he doesn't want us to do. We want nothing to do with sin. And we want everything to do with his word and his righteousness. And we can easily achieve this. It's not difficult or complicated. We just have to let go of this idea that the church teaches people against what the Bible says and says, we no longer need to do certain things. Or we can do things that the Bible says no. No, the Bible says those that call good evil and evil good, oh, the day is coming for them, their wicked day. And I'm telling you, the church today, that's what they're doing. 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 8 says, in a flaming fire, bringing judgment against those who don't know Yahweh on those who refuse to obey the good news of our wonderful Messiah, Yeshua. I'm going to read that slowly, and I want this to sink into you. I want you to listen to this. In a flaming fire, bringing judgment on those who don't know Yahweh, who don't know God, and on those who refuse to obey the good news of Yeshua. This is the word speaking. Yeshua died for us. It's our responsibility as a people that believe in him and trust him and understand what he did for us is true to go and let other people know this is true and this is real. And once we've told them, they can no longer say, I never heard it. Now they have a choice to accept or refuse it. Yeshua says, if you deny me before man, I will deny you before my Father in heaven. Are we going to accept or refuse? Many of you listening right now might say, well, you're a Christian and you've accepted Yeshua with your lips. So you've already accepted it. But it says, those who refuse to obey the good news. And the good news is the Torah, the foundation of all scripture. That's what it is. That's the instructions. But we look at the loving heart and the mercy and the grace of Yeshua. In Luke 23, verse 34, Yeshua said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. For they know not what they are doing. And I'm telling you, we're called to be watchmen and let people know when something's coming upon the horizon that is very dangerous. And I'm telling you, it's dangerous to claim you know him, but walk around like you don't. For it says in the scriptures, to know good and to not do it to him, it is sin. Exodus 23 verses 4 and 5 says, if you will come upon your enemy's ox or a donkey that is strayed away, take it back to the owner. If you see that the donkey of someone who hates you has collapsed under its load, do not walk by. Instead, stop and help. We look at the wonderful example of Yeshua, even amidst our sin and our defiance of the words of our Creator. He still cares for us and he wants us to be healed. And one of these commandments is to love your enemy. And we just did a whole series on the idea of love. But we look. We look at Proverbs 11:31 and says, if the righteous are rewarded here on earth, what will happen to the wicked sinners? I don't care about lip service. I don't care about what people confess. I care about people's actions. And we ought to judge a book by its cover, to discern by their works and what they're doing. For if somebody's living a life of sin, I don't care what excuse they give me or what church tells them, they no longer have to follow the commandments. It is not of scripture. But we need to have the patience of Yeshua. Because remember, when a lady committed adultery, he said, for those of you who have not sinned, throw the first stone. And they all threw out their rocks and walked away. We have to understand we're in this together. But if somebody continues to live in sin and make a practice of it, and deny our Creator's words and continue to use his grace as an excuse to keep living in sin like the church does today for many of the so-called believers that really make believers, We must not associate with those people. Continue to tell them and continue to warn them, but not to befriend them. Remember, sin is contagious and we must run from sin. You have so many people today running from this virus and other things. Treat sin like you would treat Ebola or the coronavirus. If you know somebody has it, help them from a distance. You don't want anything to do with sin. Run from it. Run from it. We need to think about the afterlife and what's going to happen, or the true life and eternity. We need to stop deceiving ourselves and think we're perfect. We need to understand the truth about our life and what we're doing, and we must match it up to Scripture. And I will submit to you that everybody and most people are keeping 80 to 90% of the Scriptures. But our Creator is not a creator of incompletion. He wants us to do everything we can do and complete all we can, and not make excuses for one, because that just opens up a door to the enemy. I did this, this, and this, but you didn't do that. I did this, this, and this, but you don't know my name. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. It's time I call out to you so-called Christians and believers out there, those make-believers. It's time I called you out and said, stop lying to yourself and telling yourself you're not sinning, for the Scriptures say sin is transgression of the Torah. We're saved by the grace and the blood of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, and that's the only way we can be saved. We can never work our way into heaven. But I tell you this right now, we don't keep his guidelines and instructions to be saved. We keep them because we are saved, because we love him and we trust him. Romans 14:23 says, but whoever doubts is condemned if he eats, because the eating is not from faith. For whatever does not produce from faith is sin. Proverbs 30 verse 20 says, this is the way of the adulterous woman. She eats and wipes her mouth and says, I've done nothing wrong. I will submit to you today, that's the same attitude of the average Christian today, who literally defiles the Sabbath, ignores our Creator's guidelines and instructions for his holy feast days, and then says, I've done nothing wrong. To make it even worse, they go and celebrate pagan days. James 4:17 says, whoever does not do what is right knows what is right and fails to do it, to him it is sin. If you're reading your Bible, it clearly tells you what sin is. 2 Timothy 4 verse 3 says, for the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itchy ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions. This is what the average Christian is doing in a church today. They're listening to a pastor that says, you don't have to follow the clean eating rules, and you can eat whatever you want. You can go and eat pork and everything else, which our Creator calls an abomination. Then you have churches that are literally having pastors that are homosexual saying, it's okay, there's no issue with this, condoning the sin. And you say, well, that's definitely wrong, but then you go and defile the Sabbath, which our Creator calls an abomination as well, to ignore the Sabbath day. We need to be honest with ourselves. You need to live a biblical lifestyle, not a Christian lifestyle, a biblical lifestyle. Luke 6:46 says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you to do? The Bible is a book that tells us how to live and tells us to do what we have to do. And I will submit to you, there's not one thing in there that is not going to benefit us if we follow it. Every single word in there is for our benefit and for our greater good. James 1:26 says, if anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, the person's religion is worthless. 1 John 2 verse 4 says, whoever says, I know him, but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in that person. What? Wait a second. Let me read that again. 1 John 2 verse 4 says, whoever says, I know him, but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in that person. I will submit to you today that 90%, if not even more, of the so-called Christians out there, they don't even know the 10 commandments, let alone the 613 commandments. They don't know which commandments are impossible to keep today, and they don't know which commandments that we should still be keeping today. They don't know which commandments are for men and which are for women. They have struggle understanding 10. How could they understand 316? Or 613, let me correct myself. 613. It's not that many we need to keep, but keep the ones we need to keep. Many of them seem to skip over and forget the fourth commandment. I read 1 John 2, verse 4 to you again. I know him, whoever says that, but does not do what he commands, a liar, and the truth is not in that person. And we know what the new covenant says about liars. 1 John 1, verse 6 says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Are you a person out there today that says you have fellowship with our Creator? Now, I know many of you, I'm preaching to the choir, you know this, but I also know many of you are listening on the radio right now, and you haven't heard a message like this before. I know many of you are saying, this guy sounds like a legalist. I don't need to do these things. I'm reading to you from the scriptures, folks. Right from the scriptures. It's not me. I'm telling you what the Bible says. 1 John 3, verses 9 and 10 says, everyone who has been fathered by Yahweh, our Creator, does not practice sin because God's seed resides in him, and thus he is not able to sin because he has been fathered by God. What is sin, folks? Sin is transgression of the law. It's not keeping the commandments. But the verse continues, it says, by this the children of God and the children of the devil are revealed. Everyone who does not practice righteousness, the one who does not love his fellow Christian, is not of God. So now we got two things here. Does not practice righteousness. Righteousness. Doing things right according to the Bible, not according to man. There's nowhere in the scriptures that says we no longer need to do these things. There's nowhere in it. It says he's taken that word off stone and put it on our hearts. And we should know it by heart and live it by heart. But then for those of you that think you're okay because you're keeping these guidelines and instructions and commandments, what about the commandment to love your enemies? What about the commandment to love each other? I defined what love is in the last couple of teachings here. Are you truly loving or are you keeping a commandment as well? But we understand our Creator cannot be mocked. He will not let us get away with things, and we need to stop deceiving ourselves. He's a just and fair God. Galatians 6, verse 7 says, do not be deceived. Yahweh cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Proverbs 28, 13 says, whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 to 10 says, or do you not know what the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. Where is this list coming from? It's coming from what the church today has done away with. No, it's not done away with. It's not done away with at all. These are all in the commandments, and it talks about all these things. We need to stop saying we don't sin. We need to start saying we need to follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. 1 John 1:8 says, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. 1 John 1:10 says, if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. We need to be wise in our own eyes. We need to understand the truth of what Scripture is saying. And let us, Rahadak Kodesh, as Holy Spirit, show us the truth. And give us eyes to see and ears to hear. And we need to stop listening with our flesh, thinking we're perfect. Isaiah 5:21 says, woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. We need to be fixed and focus on Yahweh's vision, what he wants us to see. 1 Corinthians 3:18 says, stop deceiving yourselves. If you think you're wise by the world's standards, you need to become a fool to be truly wise. Galatians 6:3 says, if anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. 2 Timothy 3:13 says, while evil people are imposters, will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. And 2 Corinthians 10 verse 12 says, not that we dare to classify or compare ourselves with some of those who are commending themselves, but when they measure themselves by one another and compare themselves to one another, they are without understanding, without understanding. We have to understand what the scriptures say about our conscience. It says in 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Or do you not realize this about yourselves, that Yeshua is in you? Unless indeed you fail to meet the test. John 16 verses 7 and 8 says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I go away, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. And Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than a double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing the soul of the spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. 1 John 4:1 says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many of the false prophets have gone out of this world. We must test ourselves. It says in the scriptures, test everything. Test everything. We need to put on the full armor of Yahweh and leave no openings to the devil to get in and the enemy to overtake our lives. It says he's really looking to prowl and destroy us. Remember what it says about the truth of the word in Ephesians 1:4. It says, even before he made the world, Yahweh loved us and chose us in Yeshua to be holy and without fault in his eyes. That's what we must strive for, to be without fault in his eyes. That's what we must obtain. Ephesians 1:3 says, and now you Gentiles have also heard the truth, the good news that Yahweh saves you. And when you believed in Yeshua, he identified you as his own by giving you the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago. Do you understand what a Gentile is according to scripture? It doesn't mean not a Jewish person only. It also means a heathen, a non-believer. Those of you that are non-believers and now believe, you've heard the truth and the good news that he saves you. And when you believe in Yeshua, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit to guide you and to show you and to teach you. Ephesians 3:16 says, I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 17, 14, 17 says, I have given them your word. And the world hates them because they do not belong to the world. Just as I do not belong to the world, I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but to keep them safe from the evil one. They do not belong to this world any more than I do. Make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is the truth. You understand Yeshua is the living Torah. He is the definition of what we should follow. And he followed the commandments. Says, if you love me, keep my commandments. 1 Peter 5 verses 8 and 9 says, stay alert and watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Remember that your family of believers all over the world is going through the same kind of suffering you are. We're not alone in this walk. We have help. And we have Yahweh. 2 Peter 1:19 to 21 says, because of that experience, we have even greater confidence in the message proclaimed by the prophets. You must pay close attention to what they wrote. For their words are like a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and Yeshua in the morning star shines in your hearts. Above all, you must realize that no prophecy in scripture ever came from the prophet's own understanding or from human intuition. No, those prophets were moved by the Holy Spirit and they spoke from God. 2 Timothy 3:16 to 17 says, all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and what is to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. Yahweh uses it to prepare us and equip his people to do every good work. Do, underline, highlight that word. It's an action word. We must do his commandments. John 14:6 says, Yeshua told them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. You either believe that or you don't. And if you believe that, we must follow him. We must follow him. John 17:17 says, make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is the truth. His word is the truth. This is why we must be in the word. Ask yourself, how much time did you spend yesterday or today reading the Bible? How much time did you put into reading the Bible in the last week? And then ask yourself, how much time did you put into watching television or look at your cell phone or things like this? Nothing should be more than the word. Nothing should be more than a word, or that becomes an idol. And that's what we must avoid. The word is truth, and it's what he gave us to guide us. John 8:32 says, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Whose truth? Yahweh's truth. Yahweh's truth. And then it says in James 4:7, to humble yourselves before Yahweh. Resist the enemy, and he will flee from you. Resist him, and he will flee. You understand, we have the word to guide us and to teach us and tell us how to live our lives, what is right and what is wrong. But we must beware. Beware. Matthew 15:8 says, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. It's time we draw close to him. It's time we draw close to them. It says in 1 John 2:9, those who say they are in the light but hate other believers are still in the dark. We must be honest with ourselves and ask him to teach us love, complete love, and the only true form of love. Titus 1:16 says, they claim to know God, but they deny him by what they do. They are detestable, disobedient, and unfit to do anything good. You do not want to be in that category, folks. And I am calling you all out today to rise up and rise above and listen and obey and taste and see how good he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, if anyone doesn't agree with me, go and check the scriptures out for yourself and see the word for yourself. And see what it says. Hallelujah. All right, this is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. You can see more teachings at the website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. You could also support us there. And also on our Patreon page at patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. And I want to thank you all for doing that and for your Patreons. It's such a blessing and a big help. And everybody out there, remember, we always should never stop trying to achieve the perfection of holiness. Never stop. Never be so satisfied when you say you made it. We don't know what we don't know, and we must keep moving forward. There's no neutrality with our Creator. You're either moving forward or backwards. There's no standing still. All right, everybody, have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Hi, I'm Lorna Moody, a licensed realtor with RE/MAX of Stewart. I have a passion for helping people, and I'm determined to help all my clients in all aspects of their transactions. I specialize in first-time buyers, and I'm a certified military relocation professional. If you're in the market to purchase vacant land for investment or future development, I would love to be your realtor of choice. So, for all your real estate needs within the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast, I can be reached at 772-872-2102.
Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to visit Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. If you are seeking a miracle from God, come to Real Life Church. Sunday morning, Wednesday evening, Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day.
I'm Rick Addison, pastor of The Grace Place. Our summer sermon series is entitled Resilient. Only God can give you the resilience to rebound when life knocks you down. Join us for worship Saturday 6 p.m., Sunday 9 and 11 a.m., or online at thegraceplace.com/watch. We're located at 1550 Salerno Road, Stuart, Florida. Call us at 772-287-6388.